This is Weekend Edition from NPR and WBHM. Good morning. I'm Michael Crowell. It's 8:35. Gay marriage is now legal in Alabama. In a 5-4 decision, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled yesterday states can't stop same-sex couples from marrying and must recognize those unions across the country. Ashley Cleek has an overview of how the decision is playing out in Alabama.
When Eric Obermiller heard the news, he immediately called his husband, David Roby.
You know, actually, I kind of started crying when I found out.
Obermiller and Roby are already legally married. They were one of the first couples to get married after a lower court ruling earlier this year briefly allowed same-sex marriage in Alabama. Obermiller says this decision grants him and Roby freedoms they didn't have before.
You know, in a lot of ways, we now have the freedom to go wherever we want without fear of a rebuttal of our commitment to one another. So it means a lot.
Shortly after the decision was announced, a lone protester stood outside the Jefferson County Courthouse in downtown Birmingham. He wore a sandwich board and waved a Bible.
Supreme Court needs Jesus. You can write a law all you want. It ain't gonna change the Bible in my hand.
Nearby, a small crowd of gay marriage supporters, mostly couples with children, drank sparkling grape juice. Eva Walton Kendrick, an organizer for Human Rights Campaign Alabama, says they toasted to equality.
And to our love being recognized in Alabama, our families being equal in Alabama, and all of the possibilities that so many of us never thought could happen actually being realized today and from every day forward.
Alabama's top Republicans disagreed with the ruling. Governor Robert Bentley said he still believed marriage was between one man and one woman. And Alabama's Attorney General Luther Strange was disappointed, but agreed the court's ruling is now law. Jefferson and Montgomery counties are issuing licenses, but many probate judges said they were reviewing the decision. Geneva County's judge said he will not issue marriage licenses until he receives directions from the state. And Pike County's probate office said it was getting out of the marriage business altogether. Religious organizations are concerned about what the ruling means for them.
There's going to come a day where it's going to be called to speak and preach against homosexuality will be considered hate speech, and pastors could be arrested.
Joe Godfrey is the executive director of the Alabama Citizens Action Program, a group that lobbies on moral issues and is supported largely by Southern Baptist congregations. Heads of religious colleges and institutions are also worried they could lose their tax-exempt status if they refuse to accommodate same-sex couples.
For most people, this opinion will be about gay marriages. For the justices, this opinion was about who should decide about gay marriage.
That's Samford University law professor David Smolin. He says this decision creates further legal questions. For instance, issues relating to religious adoption agencies, a same-sex couple's right to children and potential surrogacy, and the role of religious freedom. He says gay marriage is new legal territory.
It's a social experiment, and we've never done it before on a mass societal basis. And so I don't think anybody knows what it's going to mean for a long, long time.
This decision settled the question of gay marriage, but many details remain. For WBHM, I'm Ashley Cleek.